Welcome to Zichud Dasim. My name is Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Maseches Psachim, Daf Samach Dal, the fifth parak, Tamid Nishchat. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yudah stated, Afa Tamid, that one is also chai for shechting the Tamid while owning chametz. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Yudah's reason is, and answers that Rabbi Yudah would say from the word Zivchi, we expound Zevach Miyuchadli, the Zevach that is designated to me, meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu. And which Zevach is that? It's the Tamid. The Gemara continues to explain Rabbi Shimon's reason that one is chai for shechting other types of korbanos while owning chametz during Pesach is based on the two times Zivchi is mentioned in different psukim. Kari be zevach zevachai. Read it, a sacrifice, my sacrifices, which alludes to other korbanos. The reason the Torah did not state zevachai and instead separated them is to teach that during the time when there is a Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, one is not chai for other korbanos, but during the time when there is no Pesach, such as during the Chag, one is chai for other korbanos. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, a Pesach nishchat, b'shal kito she'nemar v'shakutu osol kol kohal adas Yisrael. The Pesach was shechted in three groups, for it stated, the whole assembly of the congregation of Yisrael shall shecht it, with each term representing a group, kohal adas in Yisrael. The Mishnah continues and states that when the first group entered, na'u dalsos ha'azorah, they closed the gates of the Azorah, the courtyard. Abai said, Ninalutnan. The Mishnah teaches the gates were closed, meaning that when the entire group filled the Azorah, the gates would miraculously close on their own. Rava said, Noolintnan. That our Mishnah teaches, they closed the gates. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between them is Lemisma Chanisa, whether to rely on a miracle. Abai said that our Mishnah is teaching that as many as go in, let them go in, and we rely upon a nais that the gates won't close on their own. Well, she explains that we need not worry that everyone will enter the first time and there won't be three groups. Rava says that we close the gates and do not rely on nisim. And point number three, was stated in the Braisa, Pam achas bikash Agrippa Samelach litan enav b'chosi Yisrael. One time Agrippa Samelach wanted to keep his eyes on the count of the masses of Yisrael. He said to the Kohen Gadol to keep his eyes on the Pesach offerings. The Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each Pesach and they found 600,000 pairs of kidneys representing double the amount of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And this besides whoever was Tamei, who was a distance away, who didn't bring a Pesach. And there was no carbon Pesach that did not have more than 10 people registered for it, and they called it Pesach Me'ubin, the thick Pesach, because there were so many people. Now the Gemara asks how the Kohen took the kidneys, since they have to be burned on the Mizbeach, along with the other parts of the carbon, and they have to be burned one at a time. And answers, the Shachaminayu Adi Havin Midi Acharini, he took the kidneys from them, until they gave him something in their place. Rashi explains that he held each kidney only long enough to show it to an aide who would then take a bean or rock to represent it. So once again, the three points are number one. In the Mishnah on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yudah stated, Af HaTamid, that one is also chayiv for shechting the Tamid while owning chametz. The Gemara asks what Rabbi Yudah's reason is and answers that Rabbi Yudah would say from the word Zivchi, we expound Zevach Amiyuchadli, a Zevach that is designated to me, meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu. And which Zevach is that? It's the Tamid. Now, the Gemara continues to explain Rabbi Shimon's reason that one is chai for shechting the other types of korbanos while owning chametz during Pesach is based on the two times Zivchi is mentioned in different psukim. Kari be zevach zevachai. Read it, a sacrifice, my sacrifices, which alludes to other korbanos. The reason the Torah didn't state zevachai and instead separated them is to teach that during the time when there's a Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, one is not chayiv for other korbanos. But during the time when there is no Pesach, such as during the Chag, one is chayiv for other korbanos. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, a Pesach nishchat b'shalosh kitos she'nemar v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. The Pesach was shechted in three groups, for it stated, the whole assembly of the congregation of Yisrael shall shecht it, with each term, kahal adas Yisrael, representing a group. Now the Mishnah continues and states that when the first group entered, na'u dalsos ha'azorah, they closed the gates of the courtyard. Now Abai said, ninautnan. The Mishnah teaches that the gates were closed, meaning that when the entire group filled the Azorah, the gates would have miraculously closed on their own. Rava said, knowing to none, that our Mishnah teaches they closed the gates. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between them is Lemisma Chanisa, whether to rely on a miracle. Abai said that our Mishnah is teaching that as many as go in, let them go in, and we rely upon a nais that the gates will close on their own. Rashi explains that we need not worry that everyone will enter the first time and there won't be three groups. Rava says that we close the gates and do not rely on nisim. And point number three, was stated in a braisa, Pama'achas bikesh Agrippas HaMelech litan enav b'chosei Yisrael. One time Agrippas HaMelech wanted to keep his eyes on the count of the masses of Yisrael. He said to the Kohen Gadol to keep his eyes on the Pesach offerings. The Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each Pesach and they found 600,000 pairs of kidneys, representing double the amount of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And this is besides whoever was Tamir was a distance away, who did not bring a Pesach. And there was no carbon Pesach that did not have more than 10 people registered for it, and they called it Pesach Mu'ubin, the thick Pesach, because there were so many people. The Gemara asks how the Kohen took the kidneys, since they have to be burned on the Mizbeach, along with the other parts of the carbon, and they have to be burned one at a time. And answers, the Shakamanau Adi Ahavin Midi Acharini. He took the kidneys from them until they gave him something in their place. Rashi explains that he held each kidney only long enough to show it to an aide, who would then take a bean or rock to represent it. All right, so now we go to a siman for Daf Samach Daled, and we use a secret agent. Sod, secret agent, a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously, while the Kohen Gadol counted 1.2 million kidneys. Once again, it's Lemotion. The secret agent, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Daled. The secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz, which reminds us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chai for shechting the tamid over chametz based on the word zivchi in the pasuk zevach amiyuchadli, the zevach that is designated to me, Kosh Baruch Hu, which is the tamid. Rabbi Shimon holds that one is chai for other offerings being shechted over chametz based on the two times zivchi is mentioned in different psukim. Kari be zevach zevachai. Read it, a sacrifice, my sacrifices, which alludes to other korbanos. The reason the Torah did not state zevachai and instead separated them is to teach that during the time when there is a Pesach, meaning the 14th of Nisan, one is not chayev for other korbanos. But during the time when there is no Pesach, such as during the Chag, one is chayev for other korbanos. So the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously. Which reminds us that the next mission says the Pesach was shechted in three groups, and when the first group entered Na'u Dalsos HaAzorah, they closed the gates of the courtyard. It's a Malchus Abayin Rebbe whether the gates of the Azorah closed miraculously or not. The Gemara clarifies that the difference between them is L'mismach HaNisa, whether to rely on a miracle. Abai said that our mission is teaching that as many as go in, let them go in, and we can rely upon a nace that the gates will close on their own. And Rashi explains that we need not worry that everyone will enter the first time, and there won't be three groups. Rava says we close the gates and we do not rely on miracles. So the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously, while the Kohen Gadol counted 1.2 million kidneys. Which reminds that Agrippas and Melch asked the Kohen Gadol to count the Pesach offerings, so the Kohen Gadol took a kidney from each Pesach and found 600,000 pairs of kidneys representing double the amount of the Yotzei Mitzrayim. And there was no carbon Pesach that did not have more than 10 people registered for it, and they called it Pesach Mu'ubin, the thick Pesach, because there were so many people. So once again, the secret agent on a mission to see if one was liable for shechting a tamid and other offerings over chametz was spooked when he saw the gates of the Azorah close miraculously, while the Kohen Gadol counted 1.2 million kidneys. All right, now it's time for our four blah bach chazara. Daf Samach. So the simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodas. Had one avoda in mind, Lo Lushma, when doing another. And then really messed up doing a Pesach Lushma during the rest of the year. Once again, in slow motion. No smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. No smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had two different Kavanas at two different avodos, which reminds us of the mission on the bottom Daf Nun Tesam Bay stated that if one shechted a carbon Pesach, Lishmo Velo Lishmo, Pasul for its own sake as a Pesach, and then with the Kavana of a different carbon, it's Pasul. Rav Papa asked whether the Mishnah meant that the person had both Kavanas B'Avoda Achas or B'Shtei Avodas, during one avoda or during two different avodos. If it meant that two Kavanas were expressed during one avoda, it's in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who says, Afak Mar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, a person's final words are binding as well, thereby making the carbon Pasul. It would not be in accordance with Meru holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, only one's first expression is binding. If the Mishnah meant the two Kavanas were expressed during two avodos, then it could also accord according to Rabbi Meir. So, no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different avodos. Had one avoda in mind, Lo Lishma, when doing another. Which reminds us, the Gemara attempted to prove that the Mishnah is discussing a case where both intents were expressed during the same avoda. For if it were dealing with the case where it was expressed during two avodas, it would be redundant. The ratio in the Mishnah already stated that if one did one of the avodas Lo Lishma, the carbon is possible. The Gemara rejected this proof, saying that this case is also dealing with two kavanas expressed during two avodas. The Sefer refers to a case, the Kai B'Shchita V'Kachashi B'Zrika, where he's standing at the Shchita and having kavana about the Zrika. And then he says, Harini Shurchet is a Pesach with Shmo, Lizrok Dam with Shalom Shmo. I'm hereby shaking the Pesach for its own sake in order to do Zerika Shalom Shmo. The Mishnah is coming to teach us the Mechashim of Avoda Avoda, that one can effectively intend from one Avoda to another Avoda. So no smiley face stickers were handed out at the Kavana contest because contestants had different Kavanas at two different Avodas. Had one Avoda in mind, Lo Shma, when doing another, and then really messed up doing a Pesach Lishma during the rest of the year. Which reminds us, the Gemara inquired, Pesach Sheshchato V'shar Yomos Hashana Lishmo V'lo Lishmo Mahu, a Pesach that was shechted during the rest of the year as a Pesach and for a Shlamim, what's the halacha? During the rest of the year, a Pesach brought as a Pesach is puzzle. But if it's brought as a Shlamim, it's valid. So does the Lo Lishmo come and remove it from the status as a carbon brought Lishmo and makshir it or not? So Rav Dimon related that he saved the following argument before Rav Yirmiyah. He said, just as a Pesach brought on the 14th Lo Lishmo B'Lishmo, the Lishmo does not remove the status of Lo Lishmo. Similarly, a Pesach brought the rest of the year Lishmo, the Lo Lishmo does not remove the Lishmo status, and it remains possible. Rav Yirmiyah told him that this is not a good comparison. Lo Lishmo is an invalidating kavana by all the Zvachim, whereas Lishmo is only an invalidating kavana for a Pesach. Rashi explains that perhaps, therefore, a subsequent Shalom Lishma can supersede this weaker, less encompassing Pesul. Daf Samachov, so the simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, a sauce. Here goes. The magic show was a disaster when the magician almost sawed. Sawed? That must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The magic show is a disaster when the magician almost sawed the wrong person in half, which reminds us on the bottom of Daf Samachan and Beitz, the Gemara inquired what the halacha is if a Pesach was shechted during the rest of the year with the intention for a different owner. Is Shinui Balim an intention for a change of owner like Shinui Kodesh, an intention for a different carbon not during its time, meaning the rest of the year, and it renders the Pesach valid or not? So Rav Papa suggested they were similar, and then Rav responded that they're different in four respects. With Shinui Kodesh, if one has in mind the wrong carbon during any one of the four avodas, the carbon is possible, whereas the only avoda where Shinui Balim is possible is with Zrika. Secondly, Shinui Kodesh applies B'tzibur B'yachid with regards to both communal and individual karbanas, whereas Shinui Balim only applies to individual karbanas. The other two respects, which Rav mentions, are rejected by the Gemara. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the sources that a Pesach that was shechted for those that are unable to eat it, which the Gemara clarifies such as a sick or an old person, or for those not registered on it, is puzzle. The Torah states that the Pesach should be taken by michsachs, according to the number of people. Now this teaches that the Pesach may be shechted only for those registered on it. Now one might think that if one shechted it for those not registered on it, he should be considered merely like one who transgressed a mitzvah, but the carbon is valid. So the Torah states, b'michsas tochosu, according to the number shall you count. The Pasuk repeated the requirement to make it essential. The source of the Pesach is possible if it's shechted for those unable to eat it, comes from a hekesh of ochlin minuin, comparing those that eat it to those that register for it. As it says, ish lofi ochlo tochosu, each man according to what he eats shall you count. So the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half, in front of a sick, old, and uninvited guest, and then hit the oral with his blood throwing for kapora, trick. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, what the halacha is if one shechted the Pesach for circumcised people in order that a realim should attain kapora with it through the zrika. Now, in this case, the term kapora is not literal. Rather, the intent is that the realim should fulfill their mitzvah of bringing a Pesach through the zrika. Rav Chisda says that it's invalid because yesh machshevas arelim bezrika, because intention for arelim concerning the zrika is effective. Well, Rabbi says it's valid because ein machshevas arelim bezrika, because intention of arelim concerning the zrika is not effective. The Gemara Amud Beis continues with each side presenting the proof for his position. So once again, the magic show was a disaster when the magician almost saw the wrong person in half in front of sick, old, and uninvited guests, and then hit the oral with his blood throwing for kapora trick. Daf Samach Beis. So the simfer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. A submarine. So here goes. The submarine tour. Submarine? That must be more in Daf Samach Beis. The submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, which reminds that Rav Ashi offered a different explanation for the machlokes between Rava and Rav Chisda regarding the question whether a Pesach was shechted for the sake of circumcised people in order that Arielim should gain kapora through it by the throwing of the blood is kasher. He said it was based on the pasuk v'nirtza lo l'chaper lav, and acceptance shall be gained for him to atone for him, alav v'lo l'chavero. By specifying for him and not for his fellow, the pasuk is teaching that the zrika must be done for the owner of the carbon, not for any other person. Rabbah holds chavero d'umyadidei, that the fellow that invalidates the carbon must be similar to the owner. Just as the owner is a bar kapar, so too must the fellow be a bar kapar to invalidate the carbon, which would exclude the Aral since he's ineligible. Rav Chisa holds that the Aral is a bar chiyuvahu bar kaparahu, that he is subject to the Pesach obligation and subject to kapara, hoyo diboy misakin navshe, since if he wished, he could rectify himself and undergo a circumcision. And the Gemara goes on to clarify that Rav Chisa holds of hoyo l'chumra, but not l'kul, such as in the early case of baking on Yantiv, for the possibility of guess. So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include Aral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the Naval Lineage Book, which reminds us that Rav Simlai wanted Rabbi Yochanan to teach him Sefer Yuchsin in 3 months, which Rabbi Yochanan thought was outlandish given it took Beruria 3 years to complete. Rami Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rav, "Miyom shenigna Sefer Yuchsin tashas kochen shel chachamim, v'chol me'oreinam." From this day, the Sefer Yuchsin was forgotten. The strength of the chachamim became weakened, and their eyesight was dimmed. And Marzutra said, "The section between the first mention of Atzel and the last mention of Atzel holds 400 kamelos of drushes." So the submarine tour did not permit participants to include oral friends in their group, who were not recorded in the Naval Lineage Book, and meals were not served to 4 unhealthy guests who forgot to wear their name tags. Which reminds that Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Simlai that there were 4 differences between a Pesach brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, and one brought l'ochav v'lo l'ochav. With a carbon brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo, the psul is begufo, it is impossible to identify which part of the animal is l'shma and which is l'shma. The psul disqualifies in all 4 avodas, and also applies to kibbutz sibor, communal offerings. Whereas a carbon brought l'ochav v'lo l'ochav, the psul is not in the essence of the animal. It is possible to identify which side is the healthy person's portion and which side is the sick person's portion. It only disqualifies when done during Shechita, and it doesn't apply to Karbanos Tzibur, communal Karbanos. Daf Samech Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Kohen who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Daf Samech Gimel. The Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shechted the first simon for a railim. Which reminds us, we had a question why Braisa says that if one had kavanah for the Aralim and after for those who were circumcised, the carbon is possible, when the Mishnah Daf Samach Alf Amud Bey stated that if one has kavanah for both Mulin and Aralim, the carbon is kosher. Abaya answered that the Braisa's case is where he said that the first simon should be cut for the Aralim and the second simon should be cut for the Mulin, in which case the first simon is not associated to the Mulin and the Pesach is possible, according to Rabbi Meru holds, Mefalgim B'chatzi Matir, pickle can be affected through intent during part of a matir, the act that permits. The Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold, Ein mefalgim b'chatzi matir. Pikul cannot be affected during part of a matir. Hence, the Pesach is valid because the second pipe was not slaughtered with the Pasul Kavana. So the Kohen who had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shechted the first simon for a railing, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azor, which reminds regarding the losase of Osishal chametz dam zivchi. You should not slaughter the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. There's a machlokes regarding the location of the chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish said that one is never chayiv unless the chametz is with him in the Azorah, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says that even though the chametz is not with him in the Azorah, he's still chayiv. The Gemara concludes the Malchokas is how to interpret the word all over in the Pasuk, Osishchad al chametz dam zivchi. You shall not shek the blood of my sacrifice over chametz. Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds all besamach. The word over implies nearness. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it does not imply nearness, and therefore one would be chayiv wherever the chametz is located. So the Kohen had such a hard time focusing while trying to balance on a segue that he only shechted the first simon for a railim, didn't notice the chametz right next to him in the Azara, which belonged to one of the Bnei Chabur, which reminds us, Rav Oshi asked Rabbi Ami how one can shech the Pesach if chametz exists anywhere in the world, and Rabbi Ami explained that the Pasuk states Lo Sishchat, followed by Lo Yalin Chelv Chagiyad Boker, you shall not shecht, it's followed by, and the sacrifice of the Pesach should not be left overnight until morning. So we infer from here that the prohibition of you shall not shecht applies to those who are subject to the prohibition of it shall not be left overnight, which includes only those associated with the carbon. Rav Papa said, therefore, the Kohen who burns the chayil over chametz transgresses the los saseh as well, since he's including the prohibition of halanis emurim, leaving over parts of the offering overnight. All right, now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erev. Number 1. Which of them, when the Rebbe holds one is chai for shechting the tamid over chametz, and Rebbe Shimon holds one is chai for other karbanos as well? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which Daf is Malkokas Reish Lakish from Yochanan, whether the chametz needs to be in the Azorah to be chai for lo tishchad al chametz dam zivchi? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which Daf is when the Zrika makes it as if a carbon was brought before the tamid, which then permits burning the carbon afterwards? That's on Daf Nun test. Good. Number 4. Which daf yom malchok is a bayin rabba, whether one can be somach on a nace that the gates would close miraculously in the Azora to ensure there would be 3 groups? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good number five. Wish that they learned four differences between a Pesach brought l'shmo v'lo l'shmo and one brought l'ochav v'lo l'ochav. That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good number six. Wish that they learned that the Mishnah of l'shmo v'lo l'shmo puzzle is coming to tell us the mechashvin ma'avodu avoda, that one can effectively intend from one avoda to another avoda. That's on Daf. Samach. Good number seven. Wish that they learned two differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim. That's on Daf. Samachov. Good. Number eight. Wish that the one that Agrippa's milk had the Kohen Gadol count the Pesach offerings, which he did by counting the kidneys, and there were double the Yotzi Mitzrayim. That's on Daf. Samachdal. Good. Number nine. Wish that we have a question. The mission that stated that Pesach brought with Shmo below Shmo as Pasol was referring to a case of one Avoda or two Avodos. That's on Daf. Sama. Good. And number 10, which of the one the Rav Chisel holds that an oral is a bar chiyuva and a bar kapara, since he could have a circumcision, whereas Rabba holds he's not a bar kapara. That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Now the three bonus questions. Number 1, which Daf the one about Alechia Omed Me'elav? That's on Daf. Tezvav and Erevin. Good. Number 2, which Daf the one about six things that are unbecoming to a Talmud Chacham? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel and Brachos. Good. And number 3, which have to discuss whether Lisha kneading requires manual mixing. That's on Daf. Yud Ches and Shabbos. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.